Good morning. Well, quite sure Lala Ramdev isn't having one. The Swadeshi Yoga Diggers company, Divya Pharmacy, claimed that Swadeshi companies should not share with farmers the huge profits and benefits they derive from selling India's bioresources as their herbal and Ayurvedic products. Well, the plea has been shot down by the Uttarakhand High Court. The court has held that under the Biodiversity Act 2002, Indian companies are as much liable to share their revenues as foreign entities when commercially exploiting natural resources that communities conserve. Babaji, what twisted Swadeshi is this? This is simply called greed, macha. It is 28 December 2018. Coal records are being set. While fire is usually a welcome relief, it wasn't the kind of fire in Kolkata and Mumbai that we want. These ones have potential to send a chill down your spine. In Mumbai, five people, including four senior citizens, were killed and two others injured in a major fire that broke out in a high-rise residential building in Chembur area. Meanwhile, in Kolkata, chaos descended on the streets after the disruption of metro services following a fire in a metro coach that engulfed several carriages in suffocating smoke. Seven people suffering from breathing difficulties in panic were admitted to a hospital. Almost 40 people were brought to the hospital but given first aid and then released. The chaos underground brought large parts of Kolkata to a halt overground. Where there will be fire, there ought to be water as well. So let's get some clean water. And if Nitin Gadkari, Prime Minister aspirant of BJP, is to be believed, then the River Ganga will be 70 to 80% clean by March next year and 100% clean by March 2020. This is according to Union Minister for Water Resources Nitin Gadkari's claim. And how we wish it turns out to be true. Meanwhile, in the same event, Gadkari was able to get two stories out in national media, making all the right noises and getting as much news time, if not more, than his party's president and also the Prime Minister. This time, it was for giving a helping hand to AAP's Kim Jong-un, Arvind Kejriwal. Miscreants on Thursday interrupted Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal by imitating coughing action as he started speaking at an official event here, prompting two union ministers to intervene. While the miscreants started mocking Kejriwal by coughing as he began his speech. As the heckling became louder, Harshvardhan and Nitin Gadkari asked the workers to stop. They said, "Please keep quiet, this is an official event." While we are in Delhi, UP police was also there, and after 3 weeks since the inspector was killed in Bulandshahr, the state police of UP on Thursday said they have arrested the key suspect who allegedly shot the cop on 3rd December. While the suspect identifies as Prashant Nath, works as a cab driver in Delhi, he allegedly killed Inspector Subodh Kumar Singh with his own service revolver during protests in Bulandshahr. The police had earlier named Bajrang Dal activist Yogesh Raj, who is still on the run, as the prime suspect in Singh's murder. Sources said Nath, who is now being touted as a key suspect, was not named in the FIR registered after the incident. Meanwhile, let's go from encounter police from UP to Pune police and their encounter with aliens. Yep, you heard that right. A 47-year-old man wrote to the Prime Minister's office after he spotted alien objects outside his house. After the PMO forwarded the letter to the Maharashtra government, police got instructions to look into the matter. Well, the investigation turned out to be a wild goose chase, really. Turned out that the man had a brain hemorrhage some years ago, and since then he has lost his mental balance. A couple of months ago, he saw light in the trees outside the bungalow and thought it was coming from some alien object. He felt certain that this alien object was sending critical information about Earth to its home planet and dashed off an email to the Prime Minister's office seeking investigation. Before we take a flight towards international stories, in case you missed it or didn't know which is the worst airline in India, well, it's not Air India, surprisingly. The honor goes to Indigo Airline. And honestly, we are not surprised either. Private airline Indigo is the worst performing carrier for consumers, while national carrier Air India has the best luggage policy, said Parliamentary Panel on Civil Aviation Chairman Derek O'Brien. Well, every single member of the panel is disgusted with the way some private airlines are operating, but more so with Indigo. It is discourteous, the airline is very rigid, Indigo even charges for 1 to 2 kg overweight. This has not been taken very well, and the committee is looking into the matter seriously, is what Derek O'Brien asserted. These were not only his views, but of all members of the panel who were from different parties. So, the international news. Saudi Arabia's King Salman ordered a sweeping government reshuffle yesterday, replacing key security and political figures, including the foreign minister, as the kingdom grapples with the international fallout over critic Jamal Khashoggi's murder. And Donald Trump has not been known to be exposing USA secrets to the rest of the world, so it was surprising that he was making America weak again. After making a holiday visit to US troops in Iraq, Donald Trump posted a video on Twitter of himself posing with Navy SEALs, apparently revealing the special ops team's deployment in the country, which is typically kept secret. Trump's video shows him with service members who appear to be part of SEAL Team 5, whose faces are not covered or blurred, according to Newsweek report. While we are in the US, well, like a scene straight out of a sci-fi movie, the skyline of New York was lit up in a brilliant shade of blue after an incident at power facility in Queens on Thursday night, alarming residents and sparking reactions on social media. The incident also forced the city's LaGuardia Airport to temporarily shut down. The NYPD said it appeared that a transformer had exploded at a campus operated by Consolidated Edison, a major energy company in the US. The fire had been brought under control, it added, but those skyline photographs really does look like that aliens have landed. But before we leave you for the day and this week, thank God you didn't go to school in China and neither are your children going to be going there, as if you have any. Schools in southern China are forcing children to wear uniforms embedded with computer chips that track their movement and trigger an alarm if they skip class. Wow. Well, more than 10 schools in Guizhou province and the neighboring autonomous region of Guangxi are now requiring students to wear intelligent uniforms, according to the state-run newspaper of Global Times. And does it get washed? Yes, two chips sewn into the shoulders of school jackets can sustain around 500 wash cycles and temperatures of 150 degrees Celsius. Do we see these intelligent uniforms being made available for our government workers, central, state or local and other public institutions? Well, on that thought, we leave you for you to have a fantastic weekend ahead. Stay fit, dry, warm and healthy. Until Monday, goodbye from TakePart.in.